愿大家平安。
And peace to you all.
我想第四次跟大家一起来学习服事的比喻。
And this is the fourth lesson, and it's about the parable of servitude.
圣经用很简单的例子来告诉我们怎么服事神。
And in the Bible, there are many very simple examples that teaches us about servitude.
例子很简单，但是道理却很深奥。
However, even though these examples are very simple, to put into practice is very difficult.
这也是主耶稣讲道的一个秘诀。
And this is a mystery of Jesus Christ.
服事就好像在做农夫。
And to serve is like to be a farmer.
我们在撒种。
And we have to sow the seeds.
人的心就是一块田。
And people's hearts are like a field.
我们跟神同工，希望能够有收成。
And we work with God, hoping that there will be fruit, that it will bear fruit.
服事就是在做工头
builder. Oh, and to serve is to be a builder.
在主耶稣的这个基础下来建造人的信仰。
And to work with Jesus Christ to build up people's faith.
有的用用金银来造的。
And some people uses
silver and gold.
Uses silver and gold.
那有的是用草木禾屑来盖的。
And some may use grass or wood.
外表看起来是一样。
However, the outward appearance is the same.
但是信仰一定会有考验。
However, in our faith, there will be tests.
那当这个火一烧我们在做工头，用什么材料来建造，就马上就表现出来。
And as once the fire burns, and as builders, we will know immediately know what will happen.
服事就是在做管家。
And to be to serve is to be a housekeeper.
在教会这个家庭，神是我们的主人。
And this church, God, in this church, God is the owner.
那我们在教会服侍神就是做管家。
And to serve in the church is to be a housekeeper for God.
最重要的是要忠心。
And that is that we must have a
faithful
heart.
这是管家的需求。
And that is a requirement for a housekeeper.
管家有两个考验。
And for a housekeeper, there are two tests.
一个是人的论断。
And that is
judgment.
And that is man's judgment.
第二个考验就是怎么运用我们在服事中的影响力来带给教会得到造就。
And so, and all, second is what we can do as housekeepers to benefit and help the church.
那我们现在来看第四个例子。
Let's look at the fourth example.
哥林多前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians. Chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章。
First Corinthians chapter 4.
第四章的十四节跟十五节。
Chapter 4, verse 14 to 15.
我写这个话不是叫你们羞愧，乃是警戒你们。好像我所亲爱的儿女一样，十五节。
15.
你们学基督的师父虽然有一万，为父的却不多，因为我在福音基督耶稣里用福音生了你们。
14. I'm not writing this to shame you, but to warn you as my dear children. 15. Even though you have 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers, for in Christ Jesus I became your father through the gospel.
十五节告诉我们。
And in verse 15, it tells us.
当我们传福音给别人，那个人受洗归入基督，我们就是在基督里用福音生了他。
And in verse 15, it tells us that after we have preached to people and they come to believe and is baptized into Christ, then we become their fathers through the gospel.
比方说再过两个多月我们会有灵恩布道会。
And in about 2 months, we will have spiritual convocation.
那我们开始带慕道者来。
And we will bring truth seekers to church.
那他最后他听懂了道理，他受洗了。
And after they have understood the gospel and become baptized,
那受洗以后，他就是出生的婴孩。
And once they are baptized, become a new infant.
那谁是父亲呢？
And who is the father?
那如果以保罗的例子来讲，当然父亲有两个。
And in Paul's example, there are two fathers.
第一个是天父，我们受洗做他的儿女。
And the first is in Christ Jesus.
受洗做他的儿女。
And through baptism, we become his children.
那第二个就是保罗，他说：“我在基督里用福音生了你们。”
And the second is Paul, because he says that through the I became your father through the gospel.
所以你是我亲爱的儿女。
So that they are his dear children.
所以我们带来信主受洗的，我们就是当父母。
And so the people that we bring, and they and those people become baptized. We become their parents.
那他就是我们亲爱的儿女。
And they become our dear children.
所以这个关系是建立在神的爱里面的关系。
And this relationship is built through Christ's love for us.
是一种属灵的关系。
And this is a spiritual relationship.
那这个关系是很奥妙的。
And this relationship is very miraculous.
我们大家都知道，当父母很辛苦。
And everyone knows the difficulty of being a parent.
但是，当父母也是一种享受。
However, it is also a blessing to be a parent.
所以虽然很辛苦，有的孩子一个、两个、三个一直生下来。
And sometimes it may be very difficult, and after one, two, or three children.
因为这是一种享受。
But it is something that is a blessing.
所以有时候你就家里就看你自己的小孩子在那里玩，你就很高兴。
And when we see our children play at home, we become very joyful.
因为这是你所爱的。
Because this is what you love.
看到很活泼、很健康，这样在那里玩，你就很感谢神。
And we see that the children are very joyful and energetic, and so we praise God.
我们带人来信主这就是神给我们的一种祝福。
And so when we bring people to come to believe, it is a blessing that God gives us.
所以我们在做圣工，当然在生活上一定会神会看顾我们。
So when we are doing God's holy work, God will always watch over us.
但是有一种恩典不是物质上的。
However, there is a blessing that is not materialistic.
就是我们好像在当父母，那你看到这些人是你所爱的，那你看到他们信仰一直在成长，我们心里会得到很大的安慰，心里会得到很大的感动。
And if we as parents see that the people that we bring to church are growing and growing in their faith, then as parents we'd be very grateful that and moved.
所以带领慕道朋友当然是辛苦，但是这是一种享受。
However, so to bring truth seekers to church is a difficulty, but it's also a blessing to us.
那如果我们不愿意投入，我们就很难去享受。
However, if we're not willing to sacrifice, then we will not be able to enjoy.
那如果我们真的投入进去，那看到神在祝福，那个真的是一种我们的回报。
So if we're able to give and sacrifice, and God, we see that God is able to repay us, and that is very joyful.
那十五节在讲啊，他说你们学基督，师父有一万，为父却不多。
And it's verse 15, it says that even though you have 10,000 guardians in Christ, you do not have many fathers.
我们被生下来以后就是出生的婴孩，那出生婴孩要长大，要长大就是要学习。
And when after you're born in Christ, then you have to grow and you have to learn. And you have to learn.
因此一个人刚刚慕道受洗需要经过一段学习才会长大。
And when a person is first baptized, they need a period of time to learn and grow.
那神看不见。
And God is someone that you cannot see.
那对一个初信的人来讲，有时候圣经的道理也很深。
And for some new believers, some of the truths in the Bibles are very deep.
所以就需要有一些人帮助他们，让他们成长。
So they need people to help them grow.
那这个帮助他们成长的 15节说有两种人。
And in verse 15, it tells that there are two types of people that help them grow.
一种叫做师父。
And the first is the guardians.
就好像学校里面在当老师。
And it is like a teacher in school.
那另外一种叫做父亲。
And the second is called fathers.
那这个两个数目比较起来差很多。
And the numbers between these, when comparing these two, is very different.
他说师父有一万。
And it says that there are 10,000 guardians.
那为父却不多。
And that there are not many fathers.
所以可见我们在带领这些慕道朋友出信主， 有时候我们是在做师父。
And many times when we're bringing truth seekers to church, we are acting as guardians.
但是圣经里面是要求我们要做父亲。
However, in the Bible, it tells us that we must act as fathers.
所以这个是一种成长。
And this is a period, period of growth.
因此我们在做圣工啊, 如果我们真的很用心的, 啊, 从圣经去学习要怎么做, 哦, 我们会成长。
And if we follow the Bible and do what it says, then we will grow.
所以越做圣工应该是灵性越好。
And to do as a result, by doing more holy work, our faith should also grow.
因为当我们从圣经去学习，从做师父再做父亲， 这个本身就是一种成长。
So as because as a fathers to and it is a form of growth.
我们上一次在Garden Group 有三个TTP的学生在这里受训。
And earlier this year, we had three TTP students that were learning here.
那后来就搬到Irvine去了。
And they moved, later on, they went to Irvine.
那我就被安排, 啊, 要跟他们一起学习讲道学。
And I was assigned to teach them
homiletics.
Oh, homiletics.
一直想这个题目想了两三个月。
And I thought about this topic for about 2 or 3 months.
我还看了很多书。
And I read many books.
当这个课上完之后， 差不多上了3个礼拜。
And after I taught this class for about 3 weeks,
我发现我自己得到很多。
And I realized that I benefited a lot from it.
这个是有压力的。
And that is, there's pressure.
但是却会给我们成长。
However, it allows us to grow.
有时候我们在当父母, 是有压力的。
And as parents, many times we experience a lot of pressure.
但是如果我们真的很用心靠神去做， 我们本身也在成长。
However, if we rely on God to help us, then we ourselves will grow.
所以这里说， 师父有一万， 为父的却不多。
So here it says there are 10,000 guardians in Christ, but do not have many fathers.
所以我们不要满足于， 啊, 我有很多属灵的知识， 那我就告诉他这样就好了。
And we must not think that we have a lot of Bible knowledge and we just tell them and that is enough.
这个是做师父。
And that is to be a guardian.
要进一步的变成父亲。
And we must take one step further to become a father.
所以这个从师父变成父亲， 这个好像是一个三角形。
And to go from a guardian to a father, that is like a triangle.
这个下面人很多。
And in the bottom of this pyramid, there are a lot of people.
这个就是师父。
And those are the guardians.
越上面人越少。
However, as you go higher up on this pyramid, there are less people.
那最上面那一点大概就是主耶稣。
And the point at the very top is Christ.
主耶稣就是我们的父亲。
Because Christ is our father.
那当我们越来越靠近主耶稣， 越来越像主耶稣， 啊, 那我们就越来越像父亲了。
And as we go further and further up the pyramid, then we will become more and more like Jesus Christ.
那我们的灵性就越来越好。
And our faith will grow even more.
所以我们在带领慕道者的困难其实有两种。
So in taking pastoring the new believers, there are two difficulties.
第一个是我们本身。
And the first difficulty is ourselves.
就是我们本身的灵性能不能一直成长。
And that is if our faith is able to grow.
如果能够一直成长像父亲。
And if our faith is able to grow like a father's.
那, 这个表示神的爱在我们里面。
And that means that God's love is dwelling in us.
那表示神跟我们同在。
And that God is dwelling with us.
啊，那这就我们有成长。
And that means that we are growing.
这个是不简单，这是可以得到的，可以成长。
This is something that is not very easy, but it is possible.
哦，那第二个困难才是慕道朋友。
And the second difficulty is the truth seekers themselves.
所以保罗在看这个哥林多教会有很多问题。
And Paul, when he was he saw that the Corinth church in Corinth had many problems.
如果我们哥林多前后书很熟，你哥林多教会有很多问题。
And if you are familiar with First and Second Corinthians, then you can see that there are many problems in the church of Corinth.
那哥林多教会其实知识很丰富，啊，口才也很有口才也很多，有很多很有恩赐的。
And in the Corinth church, there is actually many people with gifts and with wealth and talents.
但是这个知识跟口才，这是一种恩赐，这不一定代表一个人的灵性。
And even though knowledge and
gift
is a gift from God.
因为我们努力读圣经，你就有知识。哦，我们努力祈求，神就给我们恩赐。
And it is something that is earned if we read the Bible very closely.
所以这个哥林多教会 有一些问题。
So we can see that the church in Corinth has a lot of problems.
那现在保罗要帮助他们解决问题。
And here Paul wants to help them with these problems.
那要帮助他解决问题之前，保罗先要把他跟哥林多教会的关系把它弄清楚。
And before that he could start solving their problems, he wanted to clarify his relationship with the church in Corinth.
那我们才知道我们有什么态度来面对他们的问题。
And that is to know what kind of attitude we have towards their problems.
所以他先把他跟哥林多教会的关系弄清楚，就是你就是我亲爱的儿女。
And Paul tells them that he is his dear children.
哦，所以有时候我们常常发现，如果教会有问题，我们要来思考怎么帮助教会解决问题哦。心态不一样，常常意见会差很多。
And many times when we're trying to solve the problems in the church, and if we do not have the right attitude, then it may or may cause more problems.
心态，我的意见会差
别很多。Oh, and then opinions would be very different.
我们也可以当法官。
And we can be the judge.
我们也可以当父亲。
And we can be the father.
但是我们也可以当老师，叫师父。
Or we can be the guardians.
这个对事情的看法、想法、感觉都会不一样。
And if when we take on these different roles, our feelings and opinions would be very different.
那保罗先把这个关系弄对了，你就是我亲爱的儿女。
And so Paul immediately sets up the relationship.
那我们大家知道，当父亲的虽然很爱我们的孩子，并不等于说爱就表示他错也没有关系。
And that as of their father, so that even though he loves them, it does not mean that he will not punish them.
错不是说错也没有关系。
Oh, it means that they can do no wrong.
你如果隔壁人家的孩子错是他家的孩子，跟我没有关系啊。
And if someone else's child did something wrong, it would have no relationship with us.
但是如果我们的孩子错了，因为我们爱他，所以要帮助他改变。
And however, if our own children is doing wrong, then as a parent, we would want to correct them out of love.
所以这种爱是喜欢真理的爱，不是说真理跟错误不分的。
And this type of love is a love of truth, so it is very different.
所以十四节说，我这个话不是羞愧你们，乃是警戒你们。
And in verse 14, he says, I'm not writing this to shame you, but to warn you.
为什么要警戒他?
And why does he need to warn them?
这个警戒就是一种公义，公义的心。
And
因为警戒就是表示我可以分别你是错的，但是我现在告诉你是错的。
And this is to warn them is a type of righteousness from Paul because he wants to tell them that they are wrong.
但是虽然我在警戒你，我是像父亲爱儿女这样子警戒你。
However, even though that he is warning them, it is out of a heart of a parent that he does this.
所以有时候我们当父母亲，有时候也会有这个体验小孩子你在告诉他错的时候，其实小孩子在流眼泪，父母亲也在流眼泪。
And And when a as a parent, we can know that when we chastise our children and they are crying, then as a parent, they are also crying.
告诉他错，这是我们是非之心，公义之心。
And to tell them that they are wrong is out of our righteousness.
那为什么我们会流眼泪呢？
However, why would we shed tears?
因为我们爱他。
And because that is out of love.
我们希望他改变。
And we wish for them to change.
有时候我们为着自己的孩子不能够改变，也很心痛。
And when we're unable to change our children, it is also very difficult.
所以这种当父亲的心不是指着说对错不分。
And as a parent, this parent's heart does not mean that there's no wrong or right.
正是因为我们爱他。所以我们希望他走在公义的道路上，这样才能够有神的同在，才会蒙神祝福。
And it is out of love that we want the children to walk on the right path to towards God.
因此我们在教会里面讲究爱，这并不等于说对错不分。
And in church, in love, that does not mean that there is no right or wrong.
因为我们讲这个爱是天父的爱。
Because this love is a father's love.
天父的爱。
Oh, our Father in heaven's love.
那这个天父爱我们，就是希望我们走在公义的道路上。
And our heavenly Father loves us and wishes for us to walk on the righteous path.
这样神才会跟我们同在。
And that so that Jesus Christ can dwell with us.
所以教会在讲爱不是对错不分的。
And so in church, when we're talking about love, it does not mean that there's no right or wrong.
但是当我们看到有人违背圣经的教训的时候，虽然我们告诉他你是错的，我们也为他感觉到很伤心难过。
And so when someone is doing something that is against the Bible, and we tell them, and we do this out of a loving heart.
因为我们爱他。
And that is because we love them.
所以我们在教会服侍神啊，是公义带有慈爱。
And so when we're doing this, when we're doing holy work, it is out of a righteous and loving heart.
那当父亲跟当这个师父有什么不同？
And so what is different between being a father and being a guardian?
有时候我们常常在想哦，到底我是在当父亲，我还是在当师父。
And many times we may think to ourselves, are we being a father or are we being a guardian?
我想从几节圣经节我们来思考一下。
And I would like to use an example from the Bible.
我们看腓立比书第一章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第一章第八节。
Oh, Philippians 1, verse 8.
我体会耶稣基督的心肠，切切想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。
Verse 8. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus.
我们有基督的爱，我们才会去想念我们所爱的人。
And it is through the love of Jesus Christ that we will long for the people around us.
不然我们在教会里面大部分都不是亲戚，也不是朋友。
Because for many of us in church, we are not family or friends.
如果这是一个社交场合，聚完会大家就回去，你是你，我是我，没有关系啊。
And if this was just a social event, then we would just come and leave. With no relationship with one another.
比方说，你到一个学校里面，一个很会演讲的人听一篇演讲。
And it is like going to a lecture of a person that is very well read.
哇，房间坐得满满的。
And the whole room is filled with people.
那演讲完，你走你的，我走我的，我没有关系啊。
And after the lecture, everybody would just leave because there's no relationship there.
但是我们教会弟兄姊妹不是这样。
However, in church, the relationship between brothers and sisters is not like that.
如果我们有基督的心肠，就是基督的爱。
And if we have Jesus Christ's love,
我们就会想念教会。
And then we will long for the church.
我们没有来教会，很想要来教会。
And when we're not at church, we would want to go to church.
我们看到弟兄姊妹很高兴。
And we would be happy to see brothers and sisters.
有感觉，这个就是当父亲。
And to have emotion and feeling, that is to be a parent.
我们看到弟兄姊妹没有感觉，就是做师父。
And if we have no feelings or emotions towards our brothers and sisters, then that is to be a guardian.
我们大家都到这个小孩子小的时候，大概父母都去带过那个kindergarten 去带过我们自己的孩子。
And many of us would send our kids to kindergarten.
你看那个小孩子一个一个出来，其实每个小孩子都很可爱，你也没有什么感觉。
And even though all these children are very adorable, we do not have any special feelings towards.
但是你看到一个出来，你就觉得特别高兴，因为那个是你孩子。
However, when you see your own child come out, you are very joyful because it is your own.
那个是我们所爱的。
And that is what we love.
所以当基督的爱充满在我们里面。
So when the love of Jesus Christ fills us,
我们在做师父，我们在看其他的人，我们就有一个感觉。
And if we are their if we're their teacher, then we would have a emotion.
我们看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
腓立比书第一章第四节。
Philippians 1 verse 4.
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常常欢欢喜喜的祈求。
4. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy.
真的有时候我们当父亲为着孩子在感谢神的时候是欢欢喜喜的。
And as parents, many times when we give thanks to the Lord for our children is with great joy.
那腓立比教会从开始就是同心合意在兴旺福音。
And for the church in Philippi, in the beginning, they spread the gospel very joyfully.
所以保罗每次为他们感谢神祷告的时候欢欢喜喜。
And so Paul, in his prayers, was always praying with joy and thanksgiving.
我们常常在想，有时候我们在聚会的最后都为人在代祷。
And many times, at the end of for our prayers, we are always interceding for people.
但我们自己就想，我们帮一个人代祷的时候，我们心里有没有感觉？
And so when we are interceding for other people, do we feel any emotions in our heart?
如果我们能够感觉有那个感觉，就是表示我们有基督的爱。
And if we're able to feel emotions for that person, then it is Jesus Christ's love.
如果我们为别人代祷，内心没有感觉，那我们只是在做一个事情。
And if in our prayers for other people there is no heart in it, then that means that we're just doing an action.
所以有时候我们为自己的家人，为着你所爱的人祷告，是何等的迫切，因为我们心里有那种感觉，有那个需要。
And when we're praying for people that we love or our family members, and we pray with great emotion and feeling because there is love.
所以保罗说，我做师父跟做父亲到底要怎么来想呢？第一个就是我们的心有没有那个感觉。
So for Paul, the difference between a guardian and a father is that in the heart there are feelings and emotions and love.
我们现在看马可福音第六章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 6.
马可福音的第六章。
Mark 6.
马可第六章三十四节。
Mark 6 verse 34. 34, when Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things.
这里说主耶稣看见许多人。
Here it said that Jesus saw a large crowd.
然后他就怜悯他们。
And he had compassion on them.
这些人跑来跟着耶稣，耶稣看他们有一个感觉，就是很怜悯他们。
And when these people were following Jesus, and when Jesus saw them, he had an emotion that was to be compassionate on them.
其实这些人跟主耶稣都没有关系。
And these people actually had no relationship with Jesus Christ.
那为什么主耶稣看见会怜悯他们？
So why would Jesus, when he saw them, had compassion on them?
因为基督，主耶稣有天父的爱在里面。
And that is because he had the Heavenly Father's love in him.
所以我们在看一个人其实有两种感觉。
So when we see a person, we have two feelings.
第一个就是用我们很普通的一个人去看另外一个人。
And we can see them as any ordinary person.
所以有时候我们会很羡慕那个人。
And sometimes we may be very envious of a person.
但是我们再用另外一个态度来看一个人。
However, if we look at that person from a different angle,
用天父的心来看那个人，
and we look at that person from our Heavenly Father's position,
忽然间我们发现，我们很羡慕那个人，我们变成很同情他。
And we would feel very
很羡慕那个人啊，变成我们很同情他 ，sympathize.
Oh, and we would feel sorry for them and sympathize with them.
我们很羡慕他，可能是他在世界上 啊，很有成就。
And we may be jealous or envious of them because in this, on this, in this royalty, they may have a lot of things.
Achievement, 成就，哦，成就。
Oh, possessions.
Yeah.
Oh, accomplishments.
Yeah. 哦，那我们会很怜悯他。
However, we would have sympathy on them.
这种属灵上神的爱在我们里面那种感觉。
And it's out of a spiritual emotion that the Heavenly Father has for us.
好像羊没有牧人。
And like a sheep without a shepherd.
这个羊没有牧人是可怜的。
And like a sheep without a shepherd is very sorrowful.
第一个遇到豺狼没有人保护。
And it is pitiful because with it has no protection from wolves.
第二个走迷路没有人带回来。
And if they are lost, there's no one to lead them back.
第三受伤的没有人医治他。
And if they are injured, there's no one to heal them.
第四个没有草水喝，没有人带他去。
And the fourth, the sheep, and there's no one to lead the sheep to drink water or to eat.
那一个人如果离开了神，就是羊没有牧人。
So for someone to leave God is like a sheep without a shepherd.
是可怜的。
And it is something that is pitiful.
所以当这个天父的爱充满在我们里面，我们这个父亲的心，我们看到这个，你会有一种感觉。
So when God's love fills us and we see these people, then we will feel sympathy for them.
那这个感觉就会使我们产生一种行动。
And this would help us to do some actions.
有哪一个父母亲看到父亲看到自己的孩子受伤，不会想去帮忙他呢？
And are there are no parent that would not help a child when they are injured?
有哪一个父母亲看到小孩子走迷了路，你不会去把他带回来呢？
And which parents would not want to help their own lost child?
有哪一个父母亲看到孩子遇到一个凶狗，你不会去保护他呢？
Which parent would not protect their child in the when a stray dog attacks them?
当基督的爱充满在我们里面，
so when the love of Jesus Christ fills us,
忽然间我们就发现很多的弟兄姐妹实在是需要我们帮助。
And we will find that there are many brothers and sisters in Christ that need us to help protect them.
为什么？
Why?
他们像羊没有牧人。
Because they are like a sheep without a shepherd.
所以主耶稣就采取行动。
So Jesus did some actions.
其实啊，从第三十节开始啊，主耶稣已经很累了。
So actually, from verse 30, Jesus Christ was actually very tired.
他连吃饭的功夫也没有。
And he had not even eaten yet.
也没有休息。
And he did not rest.
他就搭船到对方去休息。
And he went on a boat to go to the other side to rest.
但是他看到这些人这么可怜了，他已经忘记那个了，开始讲道理给他们听。
So when Jesus landed and saw them, he had he saw them that they were pitiful. He had compassion on them.
这是第一个，用道理来建立他的信仰。
And he taught them and used the teachings to help establish their faith.
那三十七节开始就是变饼给他们吃。
And in verse 37, he gave them something to eat.
就是照顾他生活的需要。
And so he took care of their physical needs.
那从四十五节开始。
And from verse 45,
到最后，主耶稣就医他们的病，赶他们的鬼。
And from verse 45, he heals them and casts out the demons.
就帮助他们解决困难。
And so he took away their difficulties.
这个就是主耶稣怜悯他们所产生的行动。
And this is the actions that resulted from Jesus Christ having compassion on the people.
所以我们今天要求神帮助我们，让每个服侍神的人能够一直成长，变成父亲。
So today we must help the people who are serving the Lord so that they can grow and become fathers.
那我们再回来看哥林多前书第四章。
Let's turn to go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 4.
十六节。
Verse 16.
所以我求你们效法我。
Oh, 16. Therefore, I urge you to imitate me.
这里保罗说，求你效法我。
And here Paul says to imitate.
我们看十七节的下半句。
Let's look at the latter part of verse 17.
他必提醒你纪念我在基督里怎样行事，在各处教会中怎样教导人。这个保罗啊，在就因为他当父亲，所以他说求你效法我。
And because Paul, as a father, tells the people to imitate him.
哦，我们当父母亲的啊，都会很谨慎我们自己的生活。
And as a parent, we must think highly of our own lifestyle.
很谨慎哈。
Oh, we are very careful of our own lifestyle.
为什么？因为小孩子在学习。
Because our children are watching us.
哦，所以我们都很希望设一个好的榜样。啊，让他来学习。
And as a parent, we want to set a good example for the children to our children to learn.
哦，那这个师父就不是这样的。师父教完你家的事情，跟我没有关系。
However, guardian is very different because after they have taught, then they have no relationship.
这只是一个知识的传授而已。
And it is just an action that occurs.
那做父亲是要改变他的生命。
However, as a parent or father, it is to change their lifestyle.
所以他自己本身呢，有在做榜样给他们效。
So as a parent, you have there is they set an example.
所以我们在教会做圣工，如果我们在做父亲，我们就会很谨慎我们的生活。
So as a father in the church, then we would be very watchful of our own actions.
使我们所做的能够让这些出生的婴孩能够得到造就，能够效法。
So because what we do can have an effect on the people, new believers and how they grow and how they develop.
所以保罗说，你们就是我的喜乐。
And here it says that Paul says that they are what he receives joy from.
所以孩子就是我们的喜乐。
And in the same way, our children are our joy.
所以我们如果能够当父亲呢，我们所做的工哦。我们所带领的人就是我们的喜乐。
And as a church worker for God, then as what we do and for the church, it is out of our love.
所以服侍就是在当父亲。
So to serve is to become a parent or a father.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
我们换一首414。
Let's sing hymn 414.